Christ is born. Христос рождается.
Його.
Well, I saw several months or years ago very funny video, short one. Daughter was working in the kitchen with her old father, and they were doing something, and she asked him, "Father, so by the way, how did you like that new iPad I gave you for Christmas?" And he finished cutting onion. He took an iPad. He was using like a board. He cleaned it. I said, "Wow, it's good for cutting, you know, but it looks like a little bit expensive. It would be enough something like from wood." The funny of this video was that he didn't recognize value of the gift. He didn't recognize, "Oh, what is that?" So, "Well, it's good board, so let's cut onion on this."
I am here to serve you.
And now I will be like all preachers are, and I say, "Well, it is similar with us that we celebrate Christmas, but many times we don't get it. Many times we stay somewhere and we try to use it not through good way, because we don't many times recognize the gift which was given to us." And it's true. And we should somehow make repentance for that and ask God for grace, because this true meaning of Christmas is so huge and so important for us. This gift is given to us, that we should really ask and beg God for grace to get it. And what is this meaning of Christmas? Saint Athanasius from Alexandria, he told the meaning of Christmas in one sentence. He said, "God became man so that man might become God." This is the meaning of Christmas. This gift of Christmas is this opportunity that we can return back to paradise. What happened? Our parents, Adam and Eve, they wanted to be like God is. They wanted to be like God is. This was this temptation which came from Satan. They wanted to be like God is. They wanted to get it their own way. How many times we do this? If it's not as I want, so. And they wanted to reach this way, and they decided to be not obedient to God, to reach this likeness with God. They broke commandment they got, and they put their life to chaos and whole world through this. Because all of us, we feel effects of their decision. And God sends his own son because he loves us and he wants us to give back that paradise we lost, but even something more. And he didn't come to with a stick, to force us. He showed us how we can reach this paradise. So he sends his son. And he became totally obedient. Can you imagine child, baby, how babies depend on parents? How he was creator of this world. He put himself to hands of people without ability to do whatever, because he wanted to show us this is the way. Be obedient. He wants us to show the way, you know, well, you don't know everything. You are not right, but you know, if there's a path, if you are listening to God and you're obedient to him and you try to follow what he says, this is the path how you can become like he is. And we can see it as a baby, then as a young boy, you know, he was obedient to parents. Then he was obedient to his Father in heaven, and he did what was his mission. And he was obedient to his Father at the moment when they were pressed nails through his hands, legs, when they killed him on the cross. He could change everything through one thought. But he was obedient even in this pain to Father, because this was God's will to show our path. And look, if we follow this, his obedience, you know, how many times we can say that little pain, little effort we are supposed to do leads us away from listening to God, to do what God says. Many times even like small pain that we are not comfortable, you know. So sometimes we skip even liturgy on Sunday because, well, I don't feel well today, well, so I'll probably stay home. What kind of obedience it is? And through this we are bringing mess to our lives. We are not becoming God, because through obedience which Christ showed us, through obedience of this little baby we are celebrating today, this is how we enter to this realm of God. Probably I told you that somebody asked, what does it mean, these words, that God became man so that man might become God? What does it mean? And it is this example, I said because I love this example, is that if we see ourselves as a piece of cold, dirty, rusty iron, and we put this iron to fire, iron becomes hot, and this dirt and this rust is gone, is burned away. If we raise temperature, the iron becomes hot red, then white hot, you know. It's, and in one moment it becomes liquid, and if we raise temperature more, we see only fire only. We don't see iron. We see only fire, but iron is there and stays iron. Fire is fire, but we see somehow this unity there, even they are different. This is what God calls us. He says, follow me. Be obedient to me. And through this, my love and my grace will wrap you like this fire. And it causes that you at first will be cleansed. Then you become hot. Then you become like I am, like fire. This is amazing. This is amazing. But you know, this is not based on our wisdom. We don't reach this unity with Christ, this unity with God, if we try to run our lives as we wish, as I think, as I want it, no. It is when we become like Christ is, obedient to Father, totally. Even in those painful moments, which come to our life to be his faithful servants. And this is about this gift we got through Christmas. This perspective of life that we can live forever and we can become this fire, that we can become like God is when we carry inside of our souls this likeness of Christ. When we follow his example so much that God Father sees in us his own Son. Yes, you cannot do it from day to day. It takes years. It takes whole our life to get closer. And God finishes his work in us if we want that, if we try that. Yes, if we take Christmas only just to celebrate according our own thoughts as we wish. If Christmas is for us only that, well, let's have a party, let's have meat, let's have gifts, let's have, everything's great, it's good. So, but at that, if this is, that's it, if it is enough, so we are like that older man who was cutting onion on iPad because he didn't recognize the gift, what this is. We look funny if we try to use that gift through our wisdom and through our understanding. We are called to do something more with this gift. So let's make our hearts wider because Christ, living God, is coming to our hearts really in Eucharist. He himself comes to our heart. He is going to be a gift from heaven for us, who has power to transform us. Let's beg him at that moment. Make my heart similar to your heart. May through obedience to you, not to my thoughts, I'm able to use gift which was given through you to me. Amen.